Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, is in a good mood today. And we had the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. By my old friend Joey Vining, got a cake here that we're going to cut up and
give it to everybody here. Here you come to the Silver Slipper.
But don't read the full content we may get taken off the air.
No, I can read it.
Just clean it up.
Yeah, I'm going to clean it up a little bit. But you come to the Silver Slipper, you get dessert. So we're going to cut this cake up. So
it's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, the bottom line is F the Cowgirls, so it says on the cake. Saints 44, Cowgirls 19. Who dat? Spank that ass. That's exactly what happened. It wasn't, you can't sugarcoat it. It wasn't like, the ball didn't bounce away, this or that. No, it was embarrassing. That's one of the embarrassing losses in Cowgirl history. It has to be.
No question. No question.
When you think you're at home, considering
how that they had won 16 straight
regular season
games at home.
But the Saints, we outcoached them. The Saints aren't going to be outcoached this year. I'm telling you, they looked at that Green Bay Packer film. We can run it down their throat. We're going to get those rushing attempts. And so I think, you might want to see the ball flying around. And Derek Carr's not dinking and dunking. He's hitting chunk plays and we're running the ball. I think that's a winning formula going forward. And especially when I look what we're doing defensively. If you look, sometimes you're going to bend, but you don't want to break. And I thought
you force them to kick field goals
instead. Yes, that's what Dennis Allen said. He said, look, always talk about red zone. Red zone offense and defense. Dennis Allen said we played like good red zone defense. He was being humble. I would say great red zone defense. The difference really was we were able to score touchdowns on our drives, and we forced them to kick field goals. Well, that's what happened. We do that every game. Mike, wouldn't you settle for that? They got three, we got seven. They got three, we got seven. I don't know. All of a sudden, we have 14-6. Even though they might feel confident they're moving the ball, but our red zone defense, no, it was a complete game. We had to nitpick almost to find out what didn't work out for the Saints. And I looked at it. What's bugging me, I did this last night in the post game, was to miss extra point. I mean, what else? Because if it's a close game, that can't come into play. You got to hit the extra points the way kickers kick this day and age. And we have to make that. But other than that, Mike, it was unbelievable. And like I said, whenever you're playing a game, this is a National Football League, the best of the best, where we play two games, we don't even need a damn punter. You know how the Giants played a game against the Commanders, and their kicker gets hurt, so they can't even kick. Well, Mike, and look how that affected that outcome, Giants and the Commanders. Well, right now, we could go in the games. We don't need a punter. Well, we're still going to win.
If Taysom Hill would have been healthy, he could have punted it.
Taysom Hill could do everything. I hope he's all right. Chess. When I said, his chest is hurt, I was thinking of Les Miles. But I know Taysom Hill has a chest. I know that. Well, that'll be interesting to see going forward. But again, when Taysom Hill touches the ball, and I said more of Taysom is what we want to do, he had three carries for 18 yards, 6 yard average. So, and Taysom, you put Taysom Hill at fullback. Mike, I'm telling you, it's a copycat league. You look at the 49ers. Who's been more successful than the 49ers in the NFC? Nobody, right? Now, they want to win a Super Bowl ultimately. But you know who's at fullback like the 49ers?
Juszczyk.
Yes, Juszczyk. It's the same thing.
Juszczyk is built like a fullback. He's 6 foot and about 250 pounds.
But Taysom Hill, look at his blocks. Taysom Hill is good enough.
He had a nice little kick-out block that sprung Kamara.
Yes. Look at that. I look at Calvin Kamara. He's our version of Christian McCaffrey. I mean,
That'll be my triple option feature, and you like what I give you on that one. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike. Hey, Mike. How's Bobby feeling right now?
He's feeling good.
He's feeling good. I am feeling good. To show you how good I'm feeling, I might go to the Dome on Sunday at 12 noon. and wear a cowgirl hater shirt. I mean, that's over and done with. But we play in the Eagles.
Hey, Bobby,
I might wear this shirt for a whole month.
Okay, 24-hour rule. Damn month. That just applied to the team. That don't apply to us.
I'm telling you.
It don't apply to Bobby for sure.
The thing is, I think I'm going to wear this a whole month.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, I want to make 3 points. Because there's too many highlights to talk about, but I got to ask a question first. Is your boy Shaq out there? Y'all got a piece of cake for him, the cowboy lover?
Oh, there ain't no,
Shaq Bay, we ain't seen him
yet. There ain't no damn cowboy, cowgirl fans around here yet. they might show up.
But Shaq Bay don't live that far from here, so he'll come a little later.
I heard him on the radio yesterday evening whining about talking about the Cowboys. The Saints got lucky, but anyway, we ain't got to hurt you. We ain't going to bash you too
bad. He's delusional. Yeah, cowgirl fans are delusional. They get humbled. They can't take it. Come on, all I got to say is the Dallas is irrelevant. They're not even state champs. Come on.
Well, look, Bobby and Mike, I want to tip my hat again to the coaching staff because, number one, They got this team again and said, look, it's time to move on. Just because we scored 40-something points against Carolina don't mean we can do that again because it's rare in this league. But they kept their head screwed on right, and then they came together with a game plan to totally take it to Dallas, and Dallas had no answer, no clue whatsoever. And I want to get on to my next point is that when we see Taysom Hill on that field in multiple plays in a series, he's there, out there first, second, and third down. That is a defense and a defensive coordinator's worst nightmare. He wasn't just carrying the ball. He was blocking. That's probably how he hurt his chest, throwing a couple of them blocks he threw.
Yeah, well, he'll be all right. We'll shoot him up and all that. We're going to have him ready to go. We're not saving Taysom Hill. He's 34 years of age. His wife might not like it, but we're going to run Taysom Hill into the ground. We're going to get the most out of Taysom Hill because you know how Drew Brees, I'd say less of Drew's more. I want him to throw about 30 times instead of 40 times. Well, I'd say more if Taysom Hill was more. We need to get the most out of Taysom Hill. We pay Taysom Hill, he's highly rewarded. But come on, Taysom is fine. I'm not worried about Taysom Hill.
Bob, in Longshoreman, it was the pitcher's shot of Mike Zimmer on the sidelines. Mike's one of the best in the business.
Not against Alvin Kamara.
But against Alvin Kamara, the last two times, he hasn't been able to stop him.
The last two games, now, when Coach Zimmer was running the Vikings defense, Christmas Day, Kamara had 6 touchdowns, not as 4. So he has 10 touchdowns in 2 games. What fantasy football?
Mike,
we'd be like freaking out. Was that
Mike? What was going on with Parsons? He looked so frustrated. I don't think he played the fourth.
Man, Parsons sort of threw his teammates under the bus. Hey, we got to come ready to play. But I didn't hear him make a bunch of plays in this game.
He had like 3 tackles. Micah Parsons, he can rush the passer. You know what you do? You run right at him. Son of a gun. You run right at him. You run right at him to make him make a play. Listen, Dallas. They're fast. Their defense, they can run sideline to sideline, but you got to run right at them. You got to run right at them. You think Alvin Kamara was intimidated about Dallas? You know, he got that grill working with his team. You know, he was like laughing. He was like smiling. Man, Alvin Kamara could have played 8 straight quarters against that Dallas defense. He wasn't worried that Dallas wasn't doing nothing. They weren't knocking no damn slot bubble. Hey. That Dallas is soft. Dallas is soft. They're a soft team. They're a finesse team. The Saints are more physical than Dallas. It wasn't even close.
I agree with that and the physicality of it. And one guy I got to give a lot of credit to, man, we don't talk about him a lot, but, man, Carl Granderson. And sometimes the stats don't really show it. He got 1.5 sacks.
He's our best defensive lineman.
But every play, man, he gives you to you. He's pedal to the metal. And it's the pressure. You saw Dak Prescott. He wasn't able to run to the edge. He had to step up in the pocket for all those throws. And that really bothered him. Carl Granderson and what Will Harris has done the last couple games at that strong safety
and
position.
And he started off a number of games with the Lions. So we have him now and that combination. But let me tell you. And wait, Chase Young didn't even get off yet. So wait, Chase Young.
He got half a second.
Yeah, he's going to have a game that all of a sudden he's going to come out of nowhere and explode because he's playing that contract here. I'm telling you, I love Cam Jari. Cal Berkeley, I love Cam. But he's like, Cam almost, I'm telling you, the season's going to be third banana. Carl Granderson's a stud and Chase Young and Cam Jari. Then we hope Peyton Turner and all that. Listen, I am so optimistic of what we do. We fly to the football. And you know who else? How about Alante Taylor, SEC Tennessee? Talk about bring the wood. Man, he freaking knocked the crap out of everybody. Alante Taylor.
I think he was the leading tackler on this team yesterday.
No, and he was the first game.
Last two games, against
Carolina and Dallas, leading tackler. Hello, Alante Taylor.
He's bought into that nickel
position.
Well,
and then Marshawn Lattimore wanted to play. Dennis Allen said, not so fast. You got to practice, then we're going to play you. I'll tell you, we had a good problem. We got so many damn cornerbacks, it's scary.
Man,
it's
I'd
scary.
Like that on every position.
We have so much depth at cornerback that the Saints are rolling, I'm telling you. Right now, we had a team to fear right now. At that national perspective, just because we're a small market, no one wants to give us no love. Nobody cares about
that's
New
always going to be the case.
But you know what? Just keep winning, baby. Just keep winning. Then they have to acknowledge you. They're going to have to acknowledge
Even
you eventually.
Colin Cowherd, who had said the Saints are one of the worst teams in the NFL, he didn't change his tune after yesterday's game.
He goes with the wind. He goes
exactly.
Wherever the wind's blowing, and he'll go that way. No. The Saints are – they have enough old people here. They are the Rodney Dangerfield of the NFL. Oh, what are you talking about? No respect. Respect. Hey, just keep winning. And then they're going to have to talk about you. The bottom line.